the Maryland News Network. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone. Over the next hour, we'll bring you the latest high school sports news and discussions from around the state. Now, here's Glenn Clark.
Welcome into High School Sports Line. Glenn Clark alongside Wick Eisenberg from CountySportsZone.com. Wick, it's a busy week. Basketball playoffs are set. We had some championships this weekend, a lot to talk about. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we're going to chat with a couple of hoops coaches. Potomac boys coach Renard Johnson is going to join us, as well as Poly girls coach Kendall Peace-Abel will join us. But let's dive into the weekend that was. Why don't we brought up basketball, so why don't we start basketball, and then we'll talk some wrestling after that. We'll begin Baltimore City. Championships were to be had, and how about we start on the girls' side as Poly and Forest Park came away with the titles.
Yeah, in Division One, Poly was able to beat Western 56-44. And as you said, we're going to talk to Kendall Peace-Abel a little bit later, so we'll go into it deeper with her. But this is just a big rivalry matchup. Two teams that really almost share the same gym. They're on the same complex and everything like that. So these are teams that know each other very well. The key was free throws. The two teams actually made the same amount of field goals, but Poly hit 14 more free throws. And this is just a big result for Poly heading into the postseason. They hadn't beaten Western since 2015 in the city title game that year, and it was six straight losses for them against the Doves at that point. So a huge result for Poly. And then in the D2 level, Forest Park beat Southwestern 56-11. It's the fourth straight title for Forest Park, but a big result for the program. Last year's class was key to their three prior title runs, and they graduated seven seniors from that year. So a really young group, two sophomores and a freshman in the starting lineup. Nakia Jackson led the way with 18 points for Forest Park.
And then on the boys' side, another win for Poly at the Division I level.
Yeah, Poly are about as good as anybody right now on both sides, boys and girls, but a second title in 3 years for the boys. They won their program's first ever one back in 2016 against Dunbar as well, and they head to the state playoffs with a 17-6 record, while Dunbar is 20-3. This is a six-loss team, but they played a brutal early season schedule, so this is a team that nobody's going to want anything to do with in the postseason. Sophomore Justin Lewis led the way with 15 points, and then Cleveland Horton and Raheem Ali each had 12 for the Engineers.
And the National Academy Foundation gets a title as well.
Yeah, they were able to beat Digital Harbor 64-60. It's actually a repeat for NAF. They now enter the postseason with a 13-5 mark. Junior center Christopher Barrett was able to put up 19 points, while senior point guard Montez Wright scored 15. This was a back-and-forth close game, and the key moment was in the fourth quarter. NAF went on an 11-0 run in that frame, and that was able to give them the lead for good against a very difficult Digital Harbor team that is going to once again be a dangerous one in the postseason.
All right, let's go back to girls hoops as the IAAM titles were to be had this weekend at the A conference level. Not surprising, nope. St. Francis comes away with a title.
Yeah, 69-51 in favor of St. Francis. It's now a three-peat for them, and all three of those actually came against McDonough. So this is a final that people have been seeing a lot of in recent years. The tandem, Nia Clowden and Angel Reese, they absolutely sunk McDonough. Clowden, who, as we know, is going to Michigan State next year to play. Great player. She finished with 23 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. And Reese, who's a sophomore, added 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 assists. So if you're good at doing math at the top of your head, that is 42 points from them alone. So that was just an unstoppable tandem there for St. Francis. And once again, they're league champs.
I'm sure the gold medalist, the great Angel McCautry, happy to see St. Francis
Absolutely.
Win another title.
Yeah.
At the B conference level, IND takes the crown.
Yeah, it's they were able to beat Mount DeSales 62-55 to win their first ever league championship. So a really big result for the Penguins. Anaya Russell finished with 23 points, and she actually scored the first 8 points of the contest. So she gave IND a lead early, and they were able to hold it. Jalen Armstrong, who's had an excellent career, was able to cap it off with a 20-point performance, and I'm just happy for Coach Robert DuBose. We had him on a couple weeks ago, and
right.
He said that this has been their aim for a few years now, and they finally got there.
All right, and then at the C conference level, it was Bryn Mawr picking up the championship.
Yeah, they were able to top Old Fields 32-24. This is the first league title for Bryn Mawr as well, so you're getting a couple different league champions here, which is cool. They were actually runners up last season. in. Virginia Orsler was able to lead the way with 9 points, and Carolina Mills added 7.
All right. Now, there are a boatload of wrestling championships this weekend. I'm going to need you to go through all of them, and you have 10 seconds.
Oh, jeez. No way. No way.
I'm kidding. Where do you want to start with wrestling?
Let's go with Baltimore County.
Okay.
And I saw Sparrows Point winning that one, 226 points for them. Owings Mills had 187 to finish second, and Hereford got third with 136. And the Pointers were able to crown 3 champions in their weight divisions, Richard Davis at 113, Skylar Minitelli at 145, and Giovanni Herring at 182.
And Arundel County.
Old Mill with 267 points. They beat out Broadneck's second place finish with 223.5. Raheem Tull at 120, Damian Manispit with at 126, Robbie Fleming at 152, and Jason Smith at 182 all got first for the Patriots.
Howard County.
Glen Elg was able to win 227. They were able to get Mount Hebron finished second with 185. And then Jared Thomas at 132, Jacob Jones at 160, and Sam Alsheimer at 182 all placed first for the Gladiators.
MoCo.
Shockingly, Damascus was able to win that one.
That's all they ever do.
That's all they ever do. 238.5 points. And Churchill, who remember was a state finalist two weekends ago, in the dual meets, finished second with 148.5. And Damascus, they won 7 weight classes. Johnny McLaughlin, Ryan Lawrence, John Allen Ferguson, and Timothy Ferguson, both head coaches' sons, by the way, there. Ben Locos, Paul Evan Perkey, and Elijah Bateson all won their weight classes. And it should be noted, this group is in search of its 4th straight state title at the individual level as well. So Damascus, once again, you should keep an eye on them.
We're going through wrestling championships. PG County.
Bowie was able to win with 233 points, while Eleanor Roosevelt finished with 194. Brian Comack, Kari Nelson, Nathaniel White, Dylan Muffley all were able to win for the Bulldogs.
Let's continue going on. How about next we go to Carroll County?
Carroll County. South Carroll was able to win 167, and Winners Mill was very close with 164. Trent Bauer at 106, Dakota Bowers at 120. Those are not related, Bauer and Bowers. Cam Werner at 132 and Stephen Dahl were all able to win for the Cavaliers. And this is a big result for a team that, you know, usually a powerhouse in Carroll County. They had a down year, but they had a great weekend and really good momentum going into the postseason.
Go out to Western Maryland. We'll start with Frederick County.
Urbana was able to claim this title with a 160.5 point total, while Middletown got second with 147.5. Jake Nielsen at 160, Kevin McCosey at 195, and Anthony Schiafano at 220 all got first place for the Hawks.
Washington County.
Washington County. Williamsport was able to win that one with 183.5 points, while North Hagerstown, the Hubs, were able to get second with 146. Zardin Meyer at 106, Bryce Palmer at 126, Cody Crawford at 132, Brendan Oyster at 195, and Taquan Johnson at 285 all got first place for the Wildcats.
Let's go to the Bayside Conference on the Eastern Shore.
Now, this one was really close. North Carolina was able to win with 208. Stephen Decatur, 206, about as close as you can get there. And North Carolina actually only had 2 first place finishes, the Bauer brothers, Ryan and Tyler. Ryan at 120, Tyler at 160. But then Alex Grable picked up a key second place finish late at 195 to be able to bring it home for the Bulldogs.
To the SMAC.
Huntingtown wins with 288 points, while Leonardtown was next with 228.5. North Point finished the distant third at 200. But Josh Stokes, Tristan Breen, Dakota Cram, Joseph Bannister all got first place for the Hurricanes, and that's another group you're going to want to watch coming up here in the playoffs.
Finally, the Uckback.
Uckback went to Bel Air at 255.5, and then Patterson Mill, their neighbors from about a mile down the road, got second with 159. Trevor Lauren at 106. Sincere Montgomery, a great name, by the way, at 126. And Liam Bowers at 152 all won their weight classes. The key result, though, for Bel Air was getting to the finals. They were able to have 5 second place finishes. So a lot of Bobcats made the finals, just weren't quite able to win their weight classifications. But a great weekend of wrestling, and we are far from being done with that this episode.
There you go. All right, when we come back in, we'll shift gears back to hoops. That's next. I'm Glenn, he's Wick. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, right here on the Maryland News Network.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Back in here on High School Sportsline, Glenn Clark, Wick Eisenberg on the Maryland News Network. Well, Wick, it's time for us to go into this month's U.S. Army Impact Player of the Month.
Yes.
And I'm very pleased you apparently got the memo from now on.
Here we go.
Everything we do must be related to Perry Hall High School. Or, frankly, I'm just going to end the show. That's the way it's going to go.
Okay.
If we don't continuously discuss Perry Hall in every segment for the rest of the day. But a very cool honor for Courtney Shaw from the Perry Hall High School girls basketball team. Tell me about Courtney.
Courtney is just a sensational student athlete. She is a senior guard, and she was actually nominated for the award by Linda Cacavalla, the head coach there at Perry Hall for the Gators girls basketball team. And in her nomination, she really emphasized that this is a student athlete who epitomizes, you know, what college programs are looking for here in their potential recruits. And in her words, not mine, she said, in college recruiting, they say prospect, project, or suspect. In regards to a recruited athlete, Courtney is a true prospect, checking off all the boxes that a coach would want in a student athlete. She also went on to say, at the same time, she is a 17-year-old young woman who carries herself with pride, kindness, and intelligence. I'm one lucky coach to be able to work with Courtney. And she really is. I mean, beyond just being an absolutely fantastic player, she's a great leader. She is a two-time captain there for the Gators and has just really helped them become one of the more steady forces in the county as far as results go. Like I said, it's just a true, true combination. But what was really cool, we actually did the presentation last week for her, and it was really cool. It was on her senior night, and so they were celebrating all their different seniors, but then also they had their families there and everything. And Courtney's family was really excited about this just because it was an award that was associated with the U.S. Army. Her father is a former Marine.
Oh, cool.
And so he was absolutely blown away. We had a few different people from the local Baltimore recruiting battalion who do a great job at sponsoring this award with us. We had a few of their various captains and sergeants and majors coming out to present the award for Courtney, just trying to make it as big as possible. And it was definitely appreciated. And her words, my dad was a Marine as well as my grandfather. So it's pretty cool to win an award that the military is involved with. And she even said, you know, my dad used to coach me and he was a Marine style coach. And it actually really impacted me as a player. They're very disciplined, emphasizing teamwork. And she says those are things she tries to take with her every time she goes out onto the court. But she's more than just, you know, a great teammate and a great leader. She's a sensational basketball player. She's eclipsed the 1,000 point mark for her high school career. But she also had her best performance of her career recently. Against Lansdowne on January 26th, she scored 37 points in Perry Hall's 64-40 victory. And her effort, that actually set a new program high for most points scored in a single game. And for her, it was a big effort for her and her team. They had just been coming off a really frustrating loss to Towson, a really close one in a game that they thought that they should have been able to win. Like I said, I spoke with her about it, and she said, just from jump ball, I took the ball and just was just going to go until they stopped me, essentially. She got 6 points in the first minute, so she got off to a real hot start, and her teammates just kept finding her. And when she got close to breaking the award, apparently they just kept giving her the ball, just saying, hey, go for the record, go for it. We've got the game in hand. Let's see if you can get there. And that was great for her, because for her, it really made it a team award. You know, she's the one that gets the acclaim. She's the one because she's doing all the scoring, and it is, you know, obviously deserved. But at the same time, she really liked that it was something that her teammates realized, oh, she has a shot at doing this. Let's see if we can get her there and over the finish line. And talking to her, she is very much a team first player. In her words, everybody loves to put the ball in the hoop. It's definitely exciting, but the team aspect of the sport is what's amazing to me. Getting to know your teammates and creating a family with them is really fulfilling, because then when you get on the court, you play for them, and it's a lot of fun to play with people that you love and care about.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. That's Courtney Shaw, the U.S. Army Impact Player of the Month from Perry Hall High School in Baltimore County. Also a really smart young lady as well.
3.88 GPA. That's about what you were getting at Perry Hall, right?
Yeah, really close. Just to subtract one.
Just subtract one.
if I was lucky. No, it's really, really cool. For those that don't know about the award, for those that say, hey, that all sounds great, this sounds like an amazing young lady and very deserving of recognition, but what the hell is the U.S. Army Impact Player of the Month anyway? Well, Wick Eisenberg, what is it?
It is an award that we do, obviously, every single month, County Sports Zone with the U.S. Army, and essentially what it is a statewide honor that highlights student-athletes who aren't just the best players on their team, but also make an impact off the court and away from the field of play as well. And this is something that could go to a team captain. It could go to the player on the end of the bench who's a really good teammate. It can go to just a bunch of different types of kids. And we've highlighted a bunch of different types of kids over the years. It's in its third year of its existence. It's only gaining steam and excitement. This was about as good an award ceremony as we had, the one that we just did at Perry Hall here for Courtney. Like I said, it was their senior night.
It's cool.
Everybody came out for it before the game, and you could really see what it meant to her and what it meant to her team to be able to support her and honor her in this award. And like I said, Courtney is definitely the type of student athlete that we are looking for. She has the 3.88 GPA, and she's a senior, so she's finishing up her career at Perry Hall, and she will be continuing to play at the collegiate level at Northwestern.
Oh, cool.
Pretty good combination of academics and athletics.
Big
there.
Ten will be loaded with Big Ten, yeah. Former Baltimore area girls basketball players.
Oh,
I mentioned Nia Clowden from St. Francis in segment one, who's going to Michigan State. All right, if somebody is hearing all of this and saying to themselves, well, I got somebody that I think would make a good U.S. Army Impact Player of the Month, what do they need to do, Wick Eisenberg?
You're going
to
email me at county, I guess I'll give you my email address here. It's WEISENBERG at countysportszone.com with the subject line Army Impact Player of the Month. Now, this is an extremely competitive award. Like I said, it's statewide. And this past month, we actually had the most nominees up for it. So congratulations to Courtney on winning. But yeah, definitely send in, just send in the student athlete's name, the what they play, and why you're nominating them. And it doesn't need to be a big, long essay or anything like that. Just a paragraph, a couple sentences saying, hey, this is why I think this student athlete is deserving of this honor. And it's really cool. And from what I've been told, it's the type of thing that you can put on a college application and it really stands out for colleges. We have been told on a couple levels. So if you're looking for a student athlete who's maybe a junior, sophomore, junior, who's going to be entering that college process here pretty soon, it is the type of thing you can put on a college application and say, hey, look, I want a statewide award for being a really great person. That definitely helps. And like I said, it's just an award that we do on a regular basis here at County Sports on a monthly basis. It's my favorite part of the job, getting to highlight these kids, some of whom don't always get highlighted, but certainly deserve to. So once again, congratulations to Courtney Shaw, and good luck to her in the postseason. Hopefully the Gators are able to extend her high school career a few games.
Very good stuff. Courtney Shaw from Perry Hall, this month's U.S. Army Impact Player of the Month. Again, congratulations to her, and get your nominations in for the next one. All right, when we come back in, we are going to continue talking some hoops. Renard Johnson's the head boys basketball coach at Potomac. He joins us next. It's High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Caterers.
Setting up.
DJ.
Spinning oldies all night.
Gift.
Their favorite jazz album signed.
Total party cost.
$550. Just send me your half with Zelle.
Oh, Zelle. That's already in my Wells Fargo mobile app. Sending money now.
Great. Mom and Dad's 25th anniversary is going to be perfect.
Send and receive money from just about anyone with a U.S.-based bank account. Wells Fargo, building better every day. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Services property of Early Warning Services, LLC, Wells Fargo Bank, N.A.
Let me tell you a little secret. You're getting fake electric bills. Stop being an energy victim of your utility company. The U.S. government will give you a 30% tax rebate just so you can produce your own electricity. And the state you live in may give you even more. Finding out is a free phone call away. Solar energy is every American's dream, and it's right above you every day. Cut your power bill in half with a clean solar energy system. Stop paying more than you need to for your electricity and stop paying for hidden charges. Put more money back in your pocket. Our solar hotline partners can offer you 0% down payment and 100% financing plans. Cut your electricity bill in half with solar. Call right now.
800-535-7857. 800-535-7857. 800-535-7857. That's 800-535-7857.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Back in here on High School Sports Line, Glenn and Wick with you on the Maryland News Network. Well, Wick, when you're winning most of your games, then we tend to want to talk to you. That's just the way that it seems to be.
And okay, I'm sorry.
It's all right, Coach. We'll get to you. Well, the point is that Coach Renard Johnson from Potomac down in PG County, they've won most of their games this year.
Pretty good.
So
they're
we want to talk to him. He is Coach Renard Johnson from Potomac, and he joins us now here in High School Sports Line. Coach, it's Glenn and Wick. It's so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time for us.
Hey, it feels good, and like you said, people want to talk to you when you win a lot of games, so this is a good phone call.
That's the way it is. I imagine, I know we're getting ready for the most important part of the season at this point, but can you just take me through how this team has come together, has gotten to this place where you guys have just really been rolling all season long?
Well, I hate to say it, but these guys have really bought in. It sounds so cliche-ish, but they have really bought in. We don't have a lot of size, but they haven't been late to a practice. They're doing their schoolwork. They're just doing everything I'm asking of them, and that's got to be what's yielding these results.
And, Coach, this is Wick here. I want to ask you a little bit about last year. I know last year was a great year as well. It ended with a tough note. I know you guys lost to Poly by 1 point in the state championship, and you have an older group this year. I'm assuming a lot of those guys were involved with that team. Has that affected this group at all? Being so close last year and being so close to the absolute top, has that really affected
maybe fueled
them?
Absolutely, it fueled us, and it's still fueling us. In 2013, we lost the state championship to Milford Mill. I had a lot of players come back on that squad, and we won it in 2014. So similarly, we lost it, a tough one, in 2017. And I think, you know, the guys still have that taste in their mouth that, you know, hey, Coach, we can do this. Because once they got a chance to see what it takes, you got to win 6 tough games. We had to do most of it on the road last year. Mm-hmm. This year, everything's at home. They were jacked throughout the summer. We played a summer league that we didn't lose any games and won the championship. And I just think it's carrying over.
Mm-hmm. And one guy who is at the middle of everything that you guys are doing is Jason Newman. I know he's been your key go-to guy this year. Really good guard for you. What makes him a special player? I know he's averaging, I think, around 20 points per game. That's really tough to do down in Prince George's County to be able to do that consistently. So what's he doing to make it, just such an impact player for you?
Well, Jason is the middle, the top, the crust, the toppings. Well, Jason has been in the program with, like, a lot of my guys. This is 4th year in the program. He's had an opportunity. We had a guard named Randall Brody a few years ago who went on to Memphis and resurrecting his career right now. So he had a chance to see winners and had a chance to see guys who took over the game. And that's one thing about Jason. He lets the game come to him, ironically, but he can take it over mostly anything, anytime. And if you look at some of our scores, he hasn't played a lot of fourth quarter because I didn't want to risk any injury, but by third quarter, he's normally out.
Mm-hmm. And talking right now, we're talking with, Potomac basketball head coach Renard Johnson here on High School Sports 9. Now, Coach, you're a heavy, I feel like looking at your roster and looking at your key scores, it's a lot of it seniors, but what really jumped out to me is you have a sophomore in there that's been key as well, Corey Deitches. I believe he's your second highest leading scorer right now. A lot of times it's a struggle for younger players to be able to make an impact early in their career, especially when you're in a group with so many older guys around you, so many seniors. For you, why has Corey been able to excel so early in his high school career?
Well, Corey is special. He's already got a lot of big time offers for football, believe it or not, playing wide receiver. Mm-hmm. But he's physically mature beyond his years, and he's always played a lot of big boy basketball. He's always played up. I mean, he's only 15 years old. He actually dominated the EYBL summer league AAU circuit last summer.
Wow.
And he's just used to, you know, being around the guys. I mean, even at 13, he was playing with our guys in open gym who were 17 and 18-year-old men. And he more than all held his own. Last year, he was about our seventh or eighth man. And going back to what you said, I look forward to building a team around him next year. I should be all right for the next couple years with that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, whew, boy, it's nice to have that, right? Like, really nice to have a player like that.
He's special.
Coach, as I look at the bracket at the 3A South, I see and I don't want to look ahead. I know that it's one game at a time, but I see in there Poly, and I see in there City, and I look at it and I say, boy, this
brutal section.
Yeah, this could be a really difficult section. Without looking too far ahead, because I know the first up, you're either going to have Digital Harbor or Oxon Hill. Can you just give me some thoughts on your section to begin with and how tough this is going to be for your guys?
This is brutal. That's why we knew we had to keep pace to get home court. But just the section, forget about the region, just the six teams that you're talking about. I mean, Oxon Hill played us to a three-point overtime game the first game that we had to hit a three-pointer at the buzzer. Mm-hmm. And they're last. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and they've beat some people. They played a tough schedule. And, of course, Poly coming back with a lot of their players from last year. I mean, just think, that was the finals last year. Now it's being a third-round game, which that just doesn't sound fair at all. But I look at Max Prep and some of the other things, publications, and, you know, it just that section just doesn't look right. But, you know, what will happen is the guy that will come out of that group will be so battle-tested.
Absolutely.
That I think it'll pay dividends, you know, whoever makes it to Xfinity Center or Coldfield House or whatever it's called now. But if you get out of that group, you've seen some things. And so I have to look at it from a positive standpoint.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, like we said, there is so much, you know, two more games that you would have to do to get there, and they would have to get there as well. But Poly, you know, how special would that be? Would that be a big deal for your guys, the type of thing that they would really put a star next to that and be like, oh, we get another shot at Poly? Is that something that for you guys after last year and how close you guys were, that for you, would it just be, you know, make that game that much more special?
Well, let me tell you this. I could say the politically correct thing as a coach. Oh, no, we'll take who we play. No, it would be very special. Our guys have been talking about it. They're 17 and 18-year-old boys. How could they not talk about it? They've been talking about it since game one. They've been talking about it since last year. The other thing I reminded them of is at some point we might could face mill for mill way down the line, and we could avenge two state championship losses in one year.
Not that you hold any grudges, huh, Coach?
Not that I hold any grudges. Not that I let it all go, except, you know what? They beat us pretty bad. And so so they have to hear about it. But, yeah, no, we look forward to that challenge. We do think we're two of the better teams in the 3A. And, you know, we want to play the best regardless. You know, but we definitely, you know, got a little – you know, a one-point loss to those guys, and they got a guy who's probably going to be a pro who went to Temple, Dre Green.
Yeah.
And you know, we would like to play him again, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Also helps getting them in your gym as opposed to having to go to Baltimore as well. That's got to help, too. But anyway, Coach, I know you're talking about these state titles that you've struggled with, that you haven't been able to come through and win, but you have won a state title. You have been able to do that. What will this group, I mean, you've been on that side of it. What will this group need to do to be able to get to that point? What is this group specifically, whether if it's continuing to do something well or if it's something they need to improve on, what is Potomac going to have to do to be able to get to that point?
Well, to be honest, you have to continue to play well, but then you also have to elevate the game. We're going in, lift some weights this afternoon, and going over some shell principles, a lot of things that we do pretty well. However, we got to do them really well because the further you go on at this level, game 3, 4, 5, you know, it could go either way. And I'm not looking past the bye or game one, but, you know, we got to prepare for that. Right now, I'm preparing for 5 games. And I know it's one game at a time. I get that. But we have to improve each practice leading up to it. And like I said, take it to another level.
Well, Coach, we wish you nothing but the best of luck. It'll kick off on Monday against either Digital Harbor or Oxon Hill. Coach Renard Johnson from Potomac, really appreciate you taking the time for us this week on High School Sports Line. Best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll come back in. We'll switch to the girls' side next. It's High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T prepaid is a great prepaid choice, according to Julius and Deb.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And two lines for $75 a month.
Hey, I was gonna say that.
Beat you to it.
AT&T prepaid has no annual contract.
No activation fee.
And AT&T's reliable network.
No hidden fees.
No credit check.
No compromises.
AT&T prepaid has plans for people who like great prices.
Plans for people who like great deals.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
Customers named Deb.
Customers named Julius.
Customers in Springfield.
Customers not in Springfield.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy.
Hey, I was saying that.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on a $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Back in here on High School Sports Line, Glenn Clark, Wick Eisenberg with you on the Maryland News Network. Well, Wick, we were talking earlier about the Baltimore City Basketball Championships this weekend. And on the girls' side, it was Poly knocking off Western 56-44. Joining us now to talk about that and to look ahead to the state playoffs, she is Coach Kendall Peace-Abel, and she joins us now here on High School Sports Line. Coach, it's Glenn and Wick. It's so good to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time, and congratulations on a city championship.
Hey, guys, thank you. Thanks for reaching out, and thanks a lot for the congratulations, and thanks for having us a part of the program today.
Absolutely. What does it mean for the girls to be city champions?
I have a fairly young team, so it means a lot for them. It helps them to continue to believe in themselves. Of course, always respecting your opponent and making sure that you learn within your program and within yourselves your full capabilities so that you can make decisions long-term with whether you want to be college athletes, whether you want to be student athletes, all of those types of things all rolled into one. So that city championship, even though it doesn't impact your state playoff standings or things like that, it gives them the opportunity to kind of rise above themselves where they've been in the ranks and take their place, so to speak.
And Coach, this is Wick here, and I know it's got to make it a little bit more special that you're doing it against Western. That's a big rivalry for you and a club that you guys have struggled with a little bit in recent years. For it to be against Western, I guess, tell us a little bit about that rivalry and to beat Western in the city title game. Just does that elevate it for your girls a little bit that it's against Western?
Yeah, it's as an alum, it's been a situation where we've not only struggled with Western in recent years, there's a pretty long history or pretty long story of struggling with Western, because for a long time, Poly was a male-dominant environment and Western was an all-female school. So once our team started establishing itself, they were already established and had been for years. So I know just from my family tradition with all the women that I was around, most of them that were athletes went to Western, and they were tremendous athletes that went to Western. So kind of breaking the mold, so to speak, because I had different career interests, I came to school here to a program in 92 that had only been 12 years old. So we had our lumps, our bumps and bruises. And by the time I was a senior in high school, we finally beat Western for the first time in school history. So it's not only sweet when it happens. It adds to a list of times that we struggled to athletes who were, without question, strong athletes who were committed to themselves, committed to the sport, committed to their athletics. So even though it's a rivalry, I feel like it's a very healthy one. It should be. We laugh about it a lot now because some of those people that I competed against, we play against one another on Sundays, and some of them appear not to even have missed a beat from 20 plus years ago. So, you know, the city championships that we've acquired here, all are against Western, with the exception of one being against City. So all of them are sweet in their own right.
Yeah. And you're talking about how the program, when you were there as a player, it was a little bit, you know, struggled a little bit more, and you guys improved more and more. But that has just not been an issue since you have become head coach. The team has really become a consistent winner. I think it's 7 regional titles I have you at, and 3 state final appearances, multiple city titles. For you, what are some keys to being able to consistently churn out a winning program? Because I know you have so many girls come through that program, so many different players, personalities. How do you keep finding ways to win for Poly?
I guess the easiest way to say is to get up and keep coming to work every day. I'm a strong proponent of the fact that you have to be consistent. I learned from my high school coach, who's here now as a business manager, that you got to dig your heels in sometime when things aren't going the way that you want them to. And you got to tweak it and learn and position everybody in a place where they can be successful. So it means that your coaching isn't just wholesale. It's not one size fits all. You have to talk to everybody differently for what they intend to contribute to the environment. And I think the biggest part to our success is consistency. It's that I'm here and I'm here every day. I teach in the building. I teach engineering. And I've been doing that for 16 years. So my programs have taken that tone of consistency and expectation because I'm the constant. For a long time, I had some of the same assistant coaches with me. They have since moved on to run their own programs, which I think is tremendous. And now I'm getting that influx of past players coming back to me and are now taking the helm of some of those positions as well. So that consistency, meaning that we're all speaking the same language, we're raising women. And in the midst of raising women, you're kind of developing some champions along the way. So that's more important to me than the wins are nice. They feel good. We like screaming about them. But I want them to win and be able to win in life, because playing a basketball game is no different than going to a job interview. You don't always know about everybody that's applying for that job like you're applying for that job. So those are the things that I think about when I'm coaching and when I'm trying to get them to understand the adversity that they might face, trying to get them to understand who they should be, how they should be poised for all situations.
Kendall Peace-Abel, the head girls basketball coach at Poly, is with us. And I did just realize that if you're an engineering teacher at Poly, that would mean you're an engineering engineer. And I apologize for that pun as soon as I said it. Now, moving forward, as we look ahead to the state playoffs, I happen to see that after this bye that y'all have in the first round, there's the possibility, and then we'll see, as City takes on Potomac, there's the possibility of another City Poly girls basketball game coming up next Tuesday. Whenever you just say those words together, people get excited. What would that be like if it ends up being City and Poly again next Tuesday?
It won't be easy. It never is. So it doesn't matter what the caliber of their team, and I'll say it time and time again. And this is for all sports all across the board between the two schools. It's something about that game that brings out the best in every player on every team, whether it be the other school or whether it's us. It's always a competitive situation. So I have Rolinda Conti and I played against each other as well when we were high school students. I'm a couple of years her senior, I believe, maybe one or two. But for the most part, she's raising her kids the way that she was raised over there as well. So, you know, Mr. Petrides was there coaching when I was coaching. So it was a joy to coach against him for a few years as well. So I think it'll be a great matchup. It'll be a good game. They have a senior dominant team in some respects, so it'll be a good game to see.
Yeah,
and nobody ever wants their season to be over with.
No doubt.
No,
certainly not one to the other. So.
And let's make clear, they would have to get past Potomac first in order for this to happen.
Yes.
We do want to make sure that we say that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, Coach, one thing that we mentioned earlier, we were talking about the city titles and how the Poly had won both boys and girls for Division One. I'm trying to rack my brain here. I can't think of another school that right now is doing as well on both the boys' side and the girls' side. I guess, how does it feel like to get to be a part of that, to be included with that, with Sam Brand doing such a good job with the boys and you doing so well with the girls? What is it like? What's the dynamic like between the two programs, and what's it like to be a part of that?
It feels, for lack of better words, it really feels good. It feels good to be able to support him and have him support me. And it feels really good. I mean, not just on the court, but prior to exams, and I want to boast about this a little bit, Sam and I both majored in mathematics undergrad, so we had one of the best bang-up, blowout pre-exam sessions that you could have.
That's cool.
With both of us teaching math to what the sophomores here take two math classes in their sophomore year. So we were all together, one program, one family, getting all those things taken care of. So we both have a ton of sophomores at the JV level, a ton of them for me at the varsity level, and then he has two or three pretty big sophomores for him. So, you know, we do those types of things. We make sure that we're very, very integral in the lives of the kids, and we're just trying to effect change. And I think I keep going back to the tradition and the history of the relationship. I was a senior here when Sam came in as a freshman. So those things are always, they always, always make it sweeter.
That's awesome. That is awesome. She is Coach Kendall Peace Able from Dunbar. Again, champions of Baltimore City. Sorry, Poly. I said Dunbar. I'm so sorry, Coach. I know what I was talking about. Gosh, my brain sometimes. I got two small kids. You have to give me a pass on this one. I apologize.
I have a 9-year-old.
All right. Well, good. And you understand where I'm coming from. Hey, Coach.
I just want to tell you that they'll get 9. I'll be excited about that.
I hope so. Hey, Coach, congratulations on another city title. Best of luck moving forward. Thank you so much for taking the time for us.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
Thank you, sir. Thank
All right.
You,
we'll come back in. We'll preview the weekend ahead. That's next. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on just what you need to take care of your home. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-222-0511. 800-222-0511. 800-222-0511. Again, that's 800-222-0511.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Live, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Back in here, final segment of High School Sportsline. Glenn and Wick with you on the Maryland News Network. Well, Wick Eisenberg, this is the big first weekend of the state playoffs in high school basketball. I know the brackets came out on Tuesday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
I guess let's just sort of start generically. What most jumped out at you when you first saw the brackets, and what are you most looking forward to?
I guess what jumped out to me big time this go around, and I've been doing this now for a few years, is just how wide open it is this year. I feel like across all the brackets, there's about four or five teams in each one that I think legitimately have a real chance or a real claim to say, hey, we're the favorites to win this year. I feel like in years past, we've had, you know, maybe one team or two teams that you can say, okay, well, you can pencil them in as going to be the, you know, the bracket representative on the left side of the bracket, if you will, or on the right side. So I feel like this year it's lacking in that a little bit, but I think that'll make for an even better tournament. As far as when everything is happening, the boys games are all scheduled to happen on this Friday. The girls, there's a little bit more of a mix. There's going to be some on this Friday, but then some on Saturday as well. And for those who don't know much about the high school basketball state tournaments here in Maryland, this weekend is a lot for me, like the tournament, the first weekend of the college basketball tournament, March Madness, with wild upsets. You get these cool, crazy score lines, close contests, blowouts, just you get pretty much everything that you can think of under the sun, and you get it all in one weekend. And I think a lot of that's because, you know, you go from having this season mentality of, you know, we got a game later this week, and oh, we can work on that in practice, to all of a sudden, oh no, like, this is it. This is, we're either going to win or we're going to go home. And so for me, I this is going to cause, like I said, I've been around this for a while in high school, you know, it'll cause teams to either embrace that sort of mentality of we need to stay alive here, or they're just going to sort of tense up. I'm excited to just see how everything shakes out. Every tournament, like I said, is wide open, and the first round is indicative of that. And I still feel like, I mean, it's just some cool, there's definitely just some cool regions that are going to be fun to keep an eye on. On the boys' side, I always like keeping an eye on the 4A South region. It's all the Prince George's County teams, all the big 4A schools that they have down there that spend all you know, the whole season just sort of beating up on each other and giving each other, you know splitting, splitting season matchups, the two games that they play, and then they end up going up against each other in the postseason, and you know, it's just really, really good basketball. So 4A South's always fun, but last year, I mean, Wise came out of the 4A South region, and a lot of times whenever you come out of the 4A South, you would think that they're going to be a favorite to win the state title. They actually were undefeated. This was a Wise team that everybody was saying is one of the best that have ever come through Maryland, and they went in the semifinals, faced Quince Orchard, who wasn't even the top seed coming out of their region in the 4A West, and nobody had thought this was going to happen, and Quince Orchard was able to beat him. So anything can really happen in these games. It's how these kids, these student athletes, are able to handle the spotlight, how they're able to handle the pressure. It's a big change from being able to play in your home gym to all of a sudden, oh man, I'm playing on a college court right now and it's a state semifinal. How am I able to handle this? Another region that's going to be really good, 3A South. I know we talked about that with Renard Johnson a little bit earlier. That section is just wild. You have Poly and Potomac in it. That was literally the state final last year. They're going to be playing each other possibly in the section final next week. You have City College, who's had a really good year. You have Digital Harbor, who's on the upside, and then Southwestern, also a very talented team, and then Oxon Hill, who is extremely dangerous. And Potomac, they beat them this year, but it took them two overtimes, I believe, or maybe it was just one. I know it was an overtime contest, but anyway, just even games all around. I think that's going to be a sensational tournament, just a mini tournament in itself. Who gets out of 3A South Section 1? And then on the girls' side, I always love keeping an eye on the 3A East. It's all the Howard County teams as well as the Eastern Shore. In the last couple of years, Howard County has had finalists from there that were lower seeds. Glen Elg went on to win the state title a couple years ago. I believe they were the three coming out of that section. And then Athelton did the same thing last year. They were the three, and they were able to make the finals. They weren't able to win, but they were able to get there. So that is definitely a region to keep an eye on. And then you have to look at the 4A North as well on the girls. It's just loaded. It's loaded every single year. Howard, Catonsville, and Western, all three of those teams, I think, you could easily say, hey, that's a team that could win a state
title. I haven't heard you mention anything about the Perry Hall boys taking on Mergenthaler on Monday yet. I have not heard you
that's
mention
next week,
that.
Where there's so many games happening before that. Yeah, there's so many games happening before that. Yeah, I like Perry Hall's chances against Mervo in that game.
Well, I do.
Right? I do. Though Mervo, don't sleep on Mervo. They've ended up having a pretty decent year, and any team that's playing in Baltimore City, you're battle-tested and you're ready. So I know Perry Hall has the Twin Towers. They have Hardnett and Higgs, and that's going to certainly be a team to watch and target on their back, that whole thing. But I do think that they're going to get a good game out of Mervo in that first matchup.
Well, I don't think so. I think it's going to be a blowout. But that's just the way that I feel. And then they would await.
I wonder why you feel that way.
If they were to win that, they would await someone between Delaney, Catonsville, and Howard.
Yes.
So, I just wanted to make sure that we got that part of the bracket out there. That was really important to me personally.
Odds are they're going to be getting Delaney. That would be the prediction there. And that's going to be a really good matchup. Those two teams have played each other already this year, and it's been close.
All right. Well, we're looking ahead a little bit. Delaney would face the winner of Catonsville and Howard next Monday as well.
But not everything's about Perry Hall. It's not all about Perry Hall.
I have to agree to disagree with you on that one, Wick. All right, let's touch on some other things coming up this weekend. Wrestling regionals, what do we need to know?
Yeah, wrestling regionals are coming up. The 4A, 3A West is going to be happening at Clarksburg. Milford Mill hosts the 4A, 3A North. Flowers is hosting 4A, 3A South. And then Severna Park is hosting 4A, 3A East. On the 1A, 2A side of things, the West will be held at Boonesboro. The North will be held at Pikesville. The South region will be at River Hill, and the East will be at Snow Hill. Now, five of those regionals, all the 1A, 2A ones, and then as well as 4A, 3A North at Milford Mill, they're all one-day tournaments on Saturday starting at 9:30, and then the other ones are two-day tournaments. They're going to be going on Friday and then Saturday, and they start at 5 p.m. and then 9:30 a.m. the following day. Regionals to watch. For me, the 2A, 1A West is going to be absolutely wild this year because you have both of last year's champions, which are going to be in there. Damascus, which was a 4A, 3A champ, has moved down to 2A, 1A. So they're going to be competing at the Western region, as will South Carroll, who won the title last year. You also have last year's runner up there in Middletown. They're having a strong year. And not to mention, you also have the dual meet champ from the 1A region this year, Southern Garrett. So you have all these different teams that are so used to winning championships, winning titles, that are all going to be in this one gym in Boonesboro. It's going to be a really good matchup for me, so that's going to be the region to watch.
And then quickly, swimming and diving, what do we need to know?
Swimming and diving coming up this week. The diving is going to be taking place on Friday. That starts at 5 p.m. Really cool competition. They just sort of go for hours, and there's all these cool different acrobatics, all these different jumps. I love watching it. And then on the other side of things, Saturday is swimming. The 4A, 3A compete at 9:30 a.m., and then they kick everybody out, and they start the small schools, 3A, 2A, 1A, at 4 p.m. So those will be really interesting matchups this weekend, and another great weekend of high school sports.
Great stuff. Wick Eisenberg. People can find out more by going to the Wikipedia blog at countysportszone.com. Appreciate your hard work as always. Thanks to our producer, Steve Clendenin, as well. For the crew, I'm Glenn Clark. This has been High School Sports Line. You can listen to this show anytime by downloading our podcast. Go to MarylandNewsNetwork.net and click Audio On Demand. This has been High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, right here on the Maryland News Network.